You're listening to GDA Podcast, powered by GDA Speakers, now available on iTunes and all other podcast platforms, with new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. GDA Podcast showcases insightful conversations from the best thought leaders, educators, policy experts, motivators, and storytellers on the keynote speaking circuit today. Want today's guest at your next event? Call GDA Speakers at 214-420-1999 or visit gdaspeakers.com. And now, here's this episode of GDA Podcast with hosts Scale and Kyle Davis. Enjoy.
Yeah. All right. So with us on the GDA Podcast bonus episode for Apple Podcasts or iTunes or whatever they're calling it these days, we have Ridgely Goldsboro. And what we're going to talk about now is the difference in how you communicate with the limbic brain versus the neocortex. Sounds like science. So Ridgely, take it away.
Well, your neocortex is your thinking brain. It helps you understand facts, figures, information, data, processing, justification, logic, and language. The fact that we understand each other right now, Kyle, is because of the neocortex. Obviously very, very important. But here's the key. The neocortex makes no decisions. Decisions are made in the limbic or feeling brain. We make decisions based on a feeling, and then we justify it with our neocortex based on logic. And it's always in that sequence. So when you have messaging out there that's talking about what you make, what you sell, what you offer, what you manufacture, guess what? Nobody cares. People want to know, why do you exist? What do you believe? What do you stand for? And if that resonates with me, if that feels right, then I want to take it to the next level. Then I want to take another step with you. Think about every single friend you have, Kyle, every one of them. You don't care about what they do. You care about who are they and what are they about?
Mm-hmm. So when you kind of go through this exercise of trying to figure out, you know, who you are and what you're about, I'm reminded of kind of a story where someone was telling me about one of these major cola companies. He asked them, you know, who are you? You know, what are y'all about? And they gave this long-winded answer about supply chain logistics and, you know, manufacturing all over the world, blah, 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 blah. And it was like 5 minutes of just like, take me out back and end it. And the person kind of came back to him and goes, no, you sell soft drinks. Like,
right.
Don't complicate it. So I guess my question then for you is, why do people complicate it? And then two, how can we get back to the simplicity of just knowing your authentic self and who you are and what you stand for?
Well, biology is a huge factor here, because think about it. The neocortex that understands words does not understand feelings. And yet we have to communicate to the limbic brain that understands feelings and doesn't understand words. And somehow we have to do that using words. So there's an inherent biological problem between the separation of the thinking brain, neocortex, or the feeling aspect, which is the limbic brain. One of the ways that we can overcome that is by talking about what we believe. So we believe Coca-Cola provides happiness. That is a statement somebody can nod their head internally and say, yeah, I can see that. We believe in teamwork. Oh, I can see that. That resonates with me. We believe in A players only. Oh, that sounds right. That's the kind of organization I want to be associated with. Notice that the person that hears that feels that statement, we believe, and then they nod their head internally, in essence, inducing a yes state, so that when they're then prompted to take some action on your behalf, they've already been saying, yes, you're right. I believe in that. I believe in that too. I believe they're much more predisposed to move in your direction.
So I know we're going to go a little bit long on this, but I just have to ask, because I come from a sales background and really focusing in on, you know, getting my client to talk, getting them to give those, involuntary responses like nodding the head, so that makes it easier to say. I had sales training from like a sketchy car guy growing up, so right. I know all those. But I guess what I'm trying to get at though is that, you know, it's easy for me, the person who's selling, to say, hey, here's what we believe, here's what we're about, you know, this is what we're trying to do. But I feel like and correct me if I'm wrong, if you start asking those questions of the client, which was something that I did towards the tail end of my sales career and I continue to do today, it's a little tough to kind of crack open that shell. But once you do, you can then start to find areas of alignment. So I'm wondering if you could maybe expand on that for a moment.
Sure. And let me make it easier on you. You don't have to – the whole idea out there, I need to sell to what the client needs to hear. No, you don't. You need to become magnetic with who you are and the ability to express that clearly so that those people who believe what you believe are naturally going to raise their hand and say, that's it, Kyle, I'm looking for an innovator. That's exactly what I'm looking for. I resonate with what you said. So you might think, for example, I had a client for a long time who was a real estate attorney, very cutting edge real estate attorney. And she was involved. She was a rebel. Her avatar was the rebel. She thought outside the box. She lived outside the box. If you wanted somebody to complete a normal real estate transaction and you heard her say, I will always push the envelope. I believe in going to the mat for you. I believe that if it's gray, we're going to go there. I believe you would not select her if you were looking for a conventional thing. But if you needed some crazy easement on some obscure street in San Francisco that required pushing the law a little bit, who would you resonate with? If you saw that message from her and she said, hey, I'm a rebel. I believe in pushing the envelope. When I deal with clients, what we're looking for is the absolute edge of et cetera. You would immediately say, that's my girl.
I think that was a great use case in a way of explaining it. Cause I think too often maybe a salesperson, hungry and eager for a sale because their life depends on it, can make them be whatever they needed to be to get the deal, versus being authentic and true and saying, hey, here's what we're about. Or that attorney, like you just said, saying, you know, I'm edgy. I'm not the safe bet. You're telling me you understand your lot lines and you don't have an easement issue. Not necessarily up my lane.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Imagine, for example, here's what you hear about cosmetic dentists. At the office of John Smith, we practice cosmetic dentistry. We have over 35 years of experience in teeth whitening, making sure removing any kind of impediment. We have 3 professional offices. We stay open late and are involved in very convenient locations with a highly professional team. For any of your teeth whitening needs, come see us. Gag me. Who cares? What are they supposed to say? We have unprofessional offices and inconvenient locations? Mm-hmm. Give me a break. Right? Compare that to this. At the office of Jane Smith, we believe in relationships that are based in trust. Before we work together, we want to get to know you, find out a little bit more about you to make sure that you're completely safe in the environment when you come to see us about your teeth. Totally different.
Yep.
Feels different. You can feel it. Mm-hmm. That's what great messaging is about.
It's also shorter too.
Yeah. Short's good. Everybody's busy.
Short's good. Kind of like our intro to this, to the podcast that I created. It needs to get shorter. I need to get it short. I need to get it shorter. I need to get it shorter. But man, I'm just too verbose and my person just loves to read slowly.
Well, we've had a great time, Kyle, and I certainly appreciate it. Always, always great to talk to you.
Always great to talk to you, too. Well, again, look, if you want to have Ridgely come and speak for your event, you can do so by contacting GDA Speakers. Again, the number is 214-420-1999, and the phone website is gdaspeakers.com. Ridgely, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of GDA Podcast, powered by GDA Speakers. If you're interested in booking today's guest, visit GDA Speakers at gdaspeakers.com or call 214-420-1999. Visit gdapodcast.com and subscribe to our newsletter to stay up to date and be informed of new episodes, blog posts, and more. Be sure to follow GDA Podcast on Twitter and Instagram at GDA Podcast, as well as Facebook at facebook.com/GDA Podcast. Thanks again, and stay tuned for more from GDA Podcast and GDA Speakers.